of the old timers left. Southwick and Bastwick were still there, and they were to continue for one more year. Duckling, of course, was there, and he was to continue on through the war. But Tommy Campbell and Huber and quite a slug of them had already departed, would you say? That's the situation that existed there, and so it was touch and go. But as I, when you have chance to read over my little brief history, a very happy outcome of that. A little thing that I wrote as a newspaper article, and they thought it good enough to put into a pamphlet.
Oh, that's what they
did. Yeah, and they, and now, just last week on display out at the airport, the airport official said the university could have a certain block of wall space, you know, in a little alcove at the newly decorated, refurbished airport in Fairbanks.
Oh.
And, so they've taken two sections for university history, and one section that'll remain rather permanently, and one section that'll be a revolving exhibit of the different departments and institutes. And they went back and took the pictures that I collected in 67. Did I tell you that I had a slide talk on the history of the university during the centennial? Oh yeah, I said to Betty, I said, well, the alumni ought to do something during the Alaska Centennial, which by some means or other was made to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the college, the university. 1917 is now our founding date, as you recall.
And is that official and permanent?
That's 1917 is official. So in 67, we were 50 years old. At the same time, the state was 100. Or at least Alaska was 100 years in the plan. And I went back.
17 was when the cornerstone was laid.
No, 15 cornerstone. 15 17 cornerstone. Was the legislative.
Oh, legislative act.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So, everything was coming along hunky dory.
Oh.
And I went back and picked out 100 historical pictures. So these pictures are not, I mean, I know when I've had them or have them or not have them. And I had them photographed, got hold of a student, and had him set up a little slide, photochrome is actually what it was, although they were black and white, they had photochrome film photographs, black and white, all right. And he took pictures of the photographs, and then so they all came out two by two slides. And then I worked up a little cards of identification on them, although I knew most of them already, didn't need them, I could call them by heart. And I gave that lecture then on illustrated history of the university. Oh, I gave it maybe 8 or 10 times.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I taped it once, but really, although you might think that you're doing an awfully good job when you're ad-libbing, when you record it and play it back, it sounds pretty good. But if you tried to put that into typewritten material, it's awful.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
It's not the polish that you want for written material. It sounds all right spoken. But when it's reduced to words, it's meaningless. It doesn't have the style of writing, you see. It's conversation that isn't good. Well, the sum and substance was that we still got the slides, and I made the Alumni Association pay for it. It was about $60, so I consider is that the alumni contribution to the centennial or the anniversary. So while I was working on that, then I became more interested in this history of the university. And then I wrote this little thing for the newspaper using some of the same pictures as illustrations. But the copy here now was condensed and handwritten, and it reads good. Not only listens good, I suppose, if you recite it, but it's written in to be printed. And the newsminer thought it was quite all right. And so when the last year, when Larry Carpenter thought it was good enough to reproduce into this little booklet as a kind of a little handout for to new faculty and dignitaries that wanted to know something about the background of the university. Well, what I'm getting at is that they've taken some of my pictures that I had recommended from my slide lecture. And Santa's Village. What next? And some others. And I told them what I identified most of them for. And then they took excerpts from my little blue book there and in nice printing, make a little brief connective, you see, a script between picture to picture. Pictures are chronological in order. And then at the bottom, they give credit excerpts from the brief history by William Marcashin. And this is all on poster work, and it'll stay there the whole year. And it's really quite a nice display. They were just putting it up when I left. I'll have to stop when I get home and see the artist in there. But, so as I say, this job that I'm on came about in a number of ways. First of all, through that slide lecture, my Cashin's Corner column, this brief history that I wrote. And finally, it kind of gelled into the job that I'm doing. And I think it's
all worked out beautifully,
quite timely, yeah.
Very methodically and logically. And
yes, and I'm not afraid of the job, and this is the big thing. I have no reason to be afraid of it. I've been talking to this sort of thing and for years, and I'm intensely interested in the story.
Acting.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it isn't high enough here in the mountains, but I've got my ears there for a minute. Can you feel it in your ears?
Yeah, I didn't realize, but we're crossing the little range there of some kind, getting over into the valley, huh?
Yeah, we're way up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Still a pretty sky.
Yeah.
This starts about 20%, huh? Yeah, boy.
Break it.
Break it.
Ellen, this is Phyllis. Hi, is Mom here? Can she come to the phone? Okay. Do you want me to hold? Mom! Well, how are you? Well, how are you feeling? Oh, really? Oh, well, I just got... Yeah. Uh-huh. It sounds miserable. I just got your letter today. Yeah, I got it. Right. We're sitting in the hotel room. We just got back in dinner.
No, she's yanking with it. So, oh, just fine. Well, that's too bad.
What do you say?
Yeah, that's a little bit late, but I'm feeling fine now, so don't worry about me. You're immobile? Immobile. Yeah, immobile. I thought you was in some mobile. No. So you haven't been to school all week, huh? Are you gonna go tomorrow either? Monday.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. He, I can't talk. No, I can't talk him into staying any longer.
No. Well, he didn't plan to before he left, and the fact that I'm kind of incapacitated, why, he better come.
Yeah, and then he's going to see John. So we went around, and I showed him Gonzaga, and he met Dr. Stanton.
Uh-huh.
And then he's here at the Rid Pass, so we're up. We had dinner at the Rid Pass roof.
Uh-huh. And is he going to be able to meet the Henrys?
I guess not. But I guess when he's, yeah, I kind of wish he could have.
Uh-huh.
But that, I don't know, tonight might have been a night that Mr. Henry's on the machine, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of bad.
They
no, they don't. He can't go out and eat because he's on low salt and all this kind of stuff. He's on special diets.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, you sound pretty good, kiddo.
Oh, I feel pretty good. Again. How come you went to Dr. Lindig?
Because he's a bone man.
Oh.
Like dad, who else? I don't think Morrow could do much.
No, I don't think he could either.
No, and Shiva was still there, but I didn't know that. But I decided I'd go to Lindig first if he were there.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you get around? Can you cook okay and all that kind of stuff?
With one hand, but yeah, we're cooking very simply, you know, because we don't have to peel potatoes, this kind of thing for
dad. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Well, that's good practice.
Oh, yeah.
But is it painful? Can you sleep or anything?
Well, last night for the first time, I slept all night.
Has Moana been down to see you? Oh, that's really sweet.
And it's hard on her.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you're just not used to all this treatment. You just take it in your stride. Uh-huh. Because you won't be able to drive for 3 weeks? Yeah. 6 weeks.
Hmm.
Well, that's really terrible. Did you know? Well, he's standing around here. You want? Well, kind of. Do you want to talk to him? I'll let you talk to Dad.
Yeah, I want to tell him because I don't know if anybody's going to meet him tomorrow. He's going to have to get a cab.
Okay, here's Dad.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, I'll tell Dad.
Hello. Is that you? What the hell's going on up there? My God, yeah, I got in here today, you know. Got out to see the Phyllis and... Yeah, she told me of your accident.
Yeah, well, I was being real smart, you know, and shoveling the driveway. You know how I go sideways, and I slipped and fell smack on my
Uh-oh. What do you mean, you were shoveling?
3 o'clock Sunday night, and I knew when I came in that something had happened, you know.
Real bad, huh? Where is it? Where is the break?
Right after this.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you mean twisted it under you?
Yeah, I fell on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't fall on the other side, but the other.
Yeah.
I think anyway, it's right at the wrist.
Oh, Lord.
It isn't supposed to be unusual or anything, but they're not resetting it.
No?
No, they're just whatever. I have a cast. Well, I wrote the letter.
Yeah.
A long cast for 3.5 weeks, and then a shorter one below the elbow for 3 more weeks.
Yeah. Well, the wrist has so darn many bones all coming in there.
I think it was pretty clean. They took 3 x-rays, and the one that showed this showed about an inch separation.
Oh, dear.
At the wrist bone.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Well, they would really have to bind that up pretty good then.
Yeah.
And, of course, the idea is to keep the whole arm immobile because all of the muscles somehow...
Yeah, because I find, like, today, I was smart enough to think I was going to work on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then Tuesday, I didn't sleep most of the night.
No.
Tuesday, I
called
and canceled out again.
Yeah.
And...
No.
Going to the bath, trying to keep the arm out of the water, and
yeah,
that kind of thing. And, but just the strain of doing that and trying to get dressed,
oh,
then my arm throbbed the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's
so
right.
Anywho,
yeah. Well, it's
so
just
I
distressing.
Really didn't want to disturb you with all this,
yeah,
know, but I thought, well, I'd better let you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well,
if everything goes according to schedule, I'll be home tomorrow night, and I've been on schedule so far, so...
I mean, you didn't think maybe you'd stay over the weekend? Oh,
no.
Another day and
no.
He hates it here. He doesn't love me.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no, I'm on the way home now.
Well, for Moana, she's been picking Ellen up every day and bringing her home.
Yeah.
And did grocery shopping for me.
Oh, bless your heart.
Tomorrow is a problem. They are going out to dinner, and I'm
uh-huh. Yeah. Well, if you can't get out there, why don't you just let me do that?
And because Juan is worried about driving, he doesn't know any better.
No. And you still got snow up there, and
oh, it's been snowing all day.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah.
No, let me take a cab home tomorrow night.
I think that would be better.
Yeah, I really do.
Tomorrow, Juan has to come out and meet you.
Oh, no. This is silly. That's a long ride in both several directions, and there's no sense to it.
And Ellen and I could take a cab out there, but that's...
Well, the point is that the cab expenses are refundable, and I just put it down as part of my expense of the trip. There's no sense of everybody getting upset about it.
Well,
sure. Well, it's quite fast, and I'll get home in good style. Okay, dear, then I'll... All right.
Okay. Here's, we'll see you
tomorrow
night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's Phyllis.
Hi. Yeah. Okay, because I haven't heard from her yet. I know, because, you know, I'll be home in less than a month. I have to have at least 2 weeks, at least. Then I'll be good. Maybe I'll hear from her tomorrow or something. Maybe she's just waiting to send everything all at once or something.
Yeah, but I'll call her. There's no sense in calling
her. Good.
Do you have classes in the morning?
I don't think I'll see him. I'm not sure. Because I have a 10 and 11, and he has to leave here at 10. So maybe tonight will just be it. I don't know. Unless, because see, now I'm... My roommate has... No, she's here. She's here in the room. And I thought maybe... See, I've got Karen's car here. And so Suzanne and I are just going to drive back and leave Dad here. No, I'm driving it. Yeah, I've been driving. I drove Dad up to Manitoba. I drove down tonight. Yes. Oh, he's so nervous. My word, he makes me nervous. I need to drive with him. But, so we'll drive back tonight, and then I can come down again tomorrow morning, probably, to see him if he wants me to. I wish he was going to stay longer, because we didn't... Yeah, but we didn't get to... We got to see a little bit of Gonzaga. He got over to the library, and he met Dr. Stanton, and Dr. Stanton took us over for coffee at the Cataldo, and we had a real nice chat. It was really nice. And he met quite a few of the girls. So, not everyone, but you'll be back for graduation.
Yeah.
But everything's so hectic then because there's so many people rushing all around. But
well,
it's sure been neat to have him down here, though, so he can see campus. And, you know, it's been really fun. I just wish it was a little longer. We have midterms next week. It's really going to be a bear. Oh, yeah, I've been making it. I don't know. I've never done so much partying, but I...
I don't want to encourage
No, you aren't. We don't drink that much. Just all once a night.
I'm bringing this up to Jean's daughter. And Jean herself has just come back from a trip to Ireland.
Good. I'd really like you to, because I'd like to know what's coming off.
Say, what is the little leprechaun doing? And Jean knows.
Okay, I was sorry the letter was so late, but I didn't want to write until I'd been to the doctor and stuff. And so I haven't had any. Yeah, it hasn't hurt me again this week, so maybe it was just a pulled muscle, but it sure did scare me, and that's why I wanted to go in. Well, mother. No, I can't be. Okay. Yeah. Well, I expect to hear from you on Monday or Tuesday then and get everything straightened. Dad will be home tomorrow night, so you take care of yourself now. Don't go out shoveling that snow. Get some little kid in the neighborhood. No, I wouldn't.
Well, say hello to Suzanne.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Bye-bye now. Take care. Bye-bye.